Jack Garrett auf Flux FM mit Worry von seiner Remnants EP, die ja noch gar nicht so lange draußen ist. Heute Abend spielt der Künstler aus England hier in Berlin ein Konzert, und zwar im Maschinenhaus, und vorher hat er es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen über die erste EP, die gerade als Tonträger für Worry funktioniert hat. Wir sprechen über ein erstes Jahr im Music Biz, das, glaube ich, sehr, sehr interessant gewesen ist bis hierher. Wir sprechen auch noch ein bisschen über die Live-Versionen, die sich wohl von den Plattenversionen dolle unterscheiden. Und wir sprechen auch noch über vieles, vieles mehr mit Jack Garrett, der jetzt bei mir im Studio steht. Welcome, my man. Hello, Jack Garrett.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm totally fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And this is no problem. We like having you here.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I'm having a good time so far.
Yeah,
this is
cool.
Wicked. Thank you.
So how has the last days been? I've read that you've been to the Reeperbahn Festival.
Yeah, I was at Reeperbahn in Hamburg last night, which was a lot of fun. That was really, really cool. Yeah, I wasn't sure how to read that. I didn't know how that was going to go. It's the first show I've done kind of outside of London.
Wow.
With my new setup and everything, and with the EP. And
yeah.
It was great. There
were
lots of people came, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. The way that I see it is, there were people in the room, and then none of them left halfway through the show, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
I think that's good. everyone seemed to have a good time, which is great. Got to talk to some people afterwards. It was just really good fun.
Yeah.
And that festival's cool. That's cool.
I think so
too.
That
was really cool.
Even if there's a Berlin and Hamburg, they don't love each other, those two cities. But the Reeperbahn Festival is something that you totally can respect from Berlin.
It was kind of a festival. It felt like it could have been in any city in the world. It was a cool atmosphere. It was good fun. I had a good time.
And it's a good thing to, as an English artist, to start your career in Germany, in Hamburg. It's like the good old Beatles.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to...
Let's not draw comparisons.
The rocket's going up, my man. The rocket is going up. So what I found out today is, because I know that the songs on the EP, they sound different to each other. And I found out today that you're trying to approach each composition in a different way.
Yes.
So what exactly do you mean with that? Do you start with another instrument each time, or
interesting.
What did I mean
kind
with
of,
that?
Yeah, no, no. It's did I really say that? No. More than anything, I think it's a case of I like to keep things as different as I can. I've been writing songs since I was about 14, and they've always been different. When I was much younger, I would play just acoustic, so I would only play on the acoustic guitar or on the piano. And it was only when I started getting my production up to scratch, I guess, or I really started practicing it, that I got more into the electronic side of the music that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up listening to all kinds of music, so I like writing in all different genres.
Cool.
Like, it's cool. Like I was working on a demo a couple of days ago, which I started off by thinking, okay, well, what would it sound like if Stevie Wonder wrote a UK garage tune?
Cool.
And I was like, cool, let's have a go at that.
Yeah.
It's just trying to, like, being daring and trying to put yourself out of your comfort zone. That's kind of what I like to do more than anything.
Yeah.
It just so happens that when the songs come together, they all sound different, because they all take inspirations from different decades, different genres, different songwriters.
And I love that about modern times, because like 20 years ago, if you were trying to make a punk record, you should only put punk music on there.
Yeah.
You know, like really fast guitar tunes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the whole scene will destroy you.
If your song is any more than two minutes, you're dead to us.
Yeah. They'll come to your concert just to punch you in the face. You know, so that's an advantage of nowadays, because I think people are more open-minded to artists who try out different genres, right?
Absolutely. People want to hear new things.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be, I don't know, I get the feeling that there's a majority of people out there who are kind of fed up with being given the same kind of songs all the time and things like that. That's why people are branching out and trying to find their own music, and that's why new music is making such a wave at the moment, because it's new, it's exciting, it's fun. I mean, it's a real pleasure for me to kind of be involved in that world, because you get to see your friends doing the same things that you're doing and sort of getting the similar reactions, and everyone's growing in the same places, but at the same time, it's all totally different.
Yeah,
it's
and
brilliant.
It,
it's really exciting.
And another advantage of the times we're living in is the fact that you can basically afford the production the stuff that you need for making a record.
Absolutely.
20 years ago, you must have like 100,000 euros or something.
I've been in sessions before with friends of mine, and I sit there and halfway through the session, like, I'm sitting at a computer and we've just like recorded a 3.5 minute song, and you sit there and going, could you imagine showing this to someone 30 years ago and how mind blowing that would be?
Yes.
That we're sitting in a bedroom
and
we've made something that sounds kind of okay. Like, It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's totally true.
It's great. It's giving lots of people a lot of opportunities to really do what they want to do. It's fantastic. True.
And then some of those people, they take the opportunity and they put out shitty music. But in your case, I mean, we're lucky that it's not.
That's very
true.
Kind.
No, but it's true. It's not just the production stuff that you got to have. You got to have talent. No. You got to have an ear for good music. Yeah. And that's lack sometimes with other people.
Yes, I guess. Yeah.
I've read that the EP was kind of written within a week or something. Are you that fast when writing music?
Well, no, the way that the EP came about, so Remnants came about not by accident, but kind of by accident. Mm-hmm. It was in a period of about 3 months where I was just writing loads and loads of songs. Mm-hmm. It just so happened that the four songs that I chose to put on this EP were written within the same week.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was that kind of thing.
But it's a magic week then.
But yeah, it was a great week. Uh-huh. It was really good fun. I had a good time that week. Everything either side of that week was terrible, but that week was... it was really, really cool. It was just that whole... time was kind of difficult. I just like had the writer's block thing, which is really weird, and I'm still trying to get my head around what that is exactly. Yeah. But like being able to jump out of that and then jump into this period of where I was writing and I was writing with friends and just having fun doing it. And suddenly all these songs came out, and then that week happened, and I had these four songs a few months later where I went, I mean, the best thing about those four songs as well is that they made sense together. There was like the Remnants, the EP means a lot to me because of those four songs and about the message that they all kind of have together and the story that they create. But that's for me, that's my interpretation of that EP.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't written, I didn't write the EP, for example, with the title of the EP being Remnants in my head. Yeah. That just it wasn't there until I'd listened to the whole thing and suddenly I built up this image in my head and that's what the EP became. But that's just for me. Like, it's different for everyone else. Yeah. That's what I love about what, you know, what we do, what music is.
It's, that's a cool thing. Everybody can have her or his own interpretation.
Exactly.
And that's especially in Germany, where people often, they get the lyrics kind of, but there's a few words in there which they don't know. So they'd be like, yeah, in my fantasy, it's a love song, actually.
Yeah. Whereas I've written it as a breakup song. It's like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But that's another thing as well. I love to, it's cool to know that there's people over here that enjoy it. It's nice to know that because I do the music side of it and probably I dedicate myself more to the music than I do to the lyrics. Yeah. Lyrics I find really, really hard to do. But when they work, and I always make sure I mean everything that I say. Yeah. But the chords and the rhythms and the production and everything, that's where I love. That's where I, like, bleed it.
And I mean, if you would love that part of your job, you could be a writer, and you could just leave the music away,
exactly.
Right? So keep on doing
Thank you.
And another thing is that I think the best first step to get out of the writer's block is to not censor yourself and keep writing.
Yeah,
because a writer's block is like censorship that you have on your your own mind.
Yeah,
and you'd be like, oh no, it's not good enough for my audience.
Yeah, it comes from fear.
That's bullshit. Yeah, just keep on writing, and then you'll never have a writer's block again.
Well, now you said that, I never will.
praise Jack Garrett. Here's another song of your songs. I Couldn't Want You Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll listen to that, and then we give away some tickets for tonight.
Oh, fantastic!
Show.
Wicked.
Jack Garrett mit I Couldn't Want You Anyway. Heute Abend spielt der Mann aus England im Maschinenhaus. Wir quatschen jetzt noch ein bisschen über seine Live-Performances. I haven't seen you live, obviously, because this is your first gig in Berlin.
Yeah.
But I've read that your live versions differ a lot from the recorded versions, that you're trying to not to recreate the record. Why is that so important for you?
I see a song as... once I've written a song and once it's recorded and once it exists, it's not really mine anymore. It becomes everyone's. It's anyone who listens to it and takes what they want from it. It's not like I'm not diva-ish about owning that. Mm-hmm. Like it's for everyone. That's why I write it. But having someone listen to it on record and having someone come and see something live, it's two completely different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
My goal for the live show was to make that as obvious as possible and to really, really utilize that, to sort of have the recordings be fun and good to listen to at home, but then when you're going to see a show, mm-hmm. you're going to see a show. Like, you're taking time out of, if you're an audience member, you're taking time out of your evening to go and see a performance. Mm-hmm. Like, the best thing that I can do is make sure that you're having a good time. That's yeah. my one job that yeah. night, is to make sure yeah. the audience are really enjoying themselves. Yeah. So my live show is different from the recordings in the sense that I think it's more energetic, it's more powerful, mm-hmm. An experience, because it's people there, you have to feed off of that,
and sure.
That was just a really important thing for me, to make sure that there was that difference between the live tracks and a recorded track. Just seems to make sense in my head for some reason.
No, it totally makes sense to me, because I think there's nothing more boring than a band that sound exactly the same.
Oh, as yeah.
if they do play their songs in a perfect way, but put more energy into them, yeah. it's cool too.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
if it really sounds just like the record,
yeah.
you're doubting that it's really live.
That's which yeah, that's
might
a
not
really
be
good
even
point.
True.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I love the feeling of a live show that really transports the live
like
thing.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. yeah, cool.
I had a friend of mine who went to go and see a big famous singer, who I won't say, but like in a big arena kind yeah. of thing. And he came away saying that he could have just stayed at home in his living room and put the album on, because there was nothing different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it was all pre-recorded, all pressing play kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, I want to get rid of that. I think yeah. we should get rid of that. Like,
yeah, totally.
People be scared when you play live, because it's the most fun thing.
Yeah,
just being
and
terrified.
Adrenaline helps every performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally,
yeah, yeah.
totally.
Every show's different.
Yeah, I could sing a song about that as well. So what are your next steps? What are your plans for the near future? Are you going to put out another EP? Are you thinking about an LP already? Or do you think of the EP as the future format maybe as well?
I mean, it all depends on what happens creatively, I guess. It all depends on the songs that come out. Like, there's a rough plan.
There's not going to be no writer's block anymore.
We already discussed that. Yeah. My writer's block has been cured. Thank you so much. But there's like, it totally depends on how quickly I write and what I'm writing and stuff. Like, it would be great to maybe get another EP out and just be able to explore a bit more.
Sure.
About writing, like what I'm trying to do as a writer, because I'm new to this. I'm really mm-hmm. young. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I want to make sure I know what I'm doing before I put an album in place yeah. and actually put my foot in the door and yeah. go, no, guys, I want to be here forever, please.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know what the album's going to sound like yet. I have no idea. So it's just a matter of keeping the writing going, and you know, if it means that then an EP happens from that, then great. Or if it means that the next step is the album, then amazing. It's all dependent on what songs come out of it. That's the most important thing for me. If an EP isn't ready, it won't be released. If an album isn't ready, it won't be released.
Just let things grow in a healthy way,
exactly,
right? Don't
absolutely.
Force them to get
as
bigger
possible.
As they want.
Yeah, there's cool. no need for it. Like, you know, cool. just...
But I think, as I said, the first gig out of England, being at the Reeperbahn Festival in Hamburg, that's a good first sign. It's a good omen for the record
That was incredible. That was a really, really good night. I'm really excited for tonight's show as well. It's going to be good fun.
Yes, and the Flux FM family, we wish you the best of luck for the next steps for tonight's show, and as soon as you visit Berlin the next time, please come back again and visit us, and we'll
talk
a bit more.
Thank you so much for having me.
About EP number 2 or LP number 1. We'll see
what happens.
Und wer heute Abend Jack Garrett gucken möchte im Maschinenhaus, der ruft mich jetzt ganz schnell an. Mein Kollege Simon Dömer sitzt am Telefon und schreibt euch auf die Gästeliste für Jack Garrett heute Abend im Maschinenhaus. Jack, thanks again.
Thank you.
Und bis später. See you later. Ach, die Telefonnummer habe ich vergessen. Simon Dömer, danke nochmal für das wilde Gestikulieren da draußen. Anrufen unter der 030-2000-9000. Natürlich, das muss ich ja noch dazu sagen. 030 2000 9000, um an die Jack Garrett Karten zu kommen. Bye, bye.
Bye.